welcome, everybody. Let's talk real estate, your weekly BS with Barry Saywitz about the current commercial real estate market here in Southern California. As we take a no BS look at both sides of the issues driving this market today to find the best solutions going forward. With our man in the middle, it's Barry Saywitz. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and good morning to all of our viewers and our listeners out there. Welcome back. I am Barry Saywitz, president of the Saywitz Company and managing partner of Saywitz Properties, and we're back here talking more real estate on Let's Talk Real Estate. We're back after a little summer hiatus and taking a break and refreshing. Paul remodeled the studio a little bit. He cleaned up, I see. And so we're here to do it again. I'm excited about today's show. But before we get going, I do want to do a shout out to those baseball teams and those fans for those teams that are still left in the playoffs here. We're getting down to the wire, and our own Dodgers here locally are still going strong, so we'll continue to root for them. We have a super summer day all across the country. Weather is great, so folks enjoy it. With us today is co-founder and CEO of the Newport Beach Film Festival, Greg Schwank. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
So we appreciate you coming on. We're going to deviate from our normal hardcore real estate and heavy-duty politic bashing that we would normally have on the show and talk about something a little more fun and exciting, which is the Newport Beach Film Festival. But before we do that, I guess I want to rewind a little bit and go back to the early days for yourself. You studied school at Berkeley in Northern California, and there's really not a major for developing a film festival, but it's business in general. How did you, when you got out of school, what was the game plan? And before you dealt with the film festival and had the idea, you were really on the investment banking side. How did that go in terms of the early days?
Basically, when I went to UC Berkeley, I studied the political economy of industrial societies, a combination of political science, history, and economics, and an international business minor. And then really focused on research and understanding markets and industries. And pretty quickly, I started working with an organization on campus that was actually hired by the Spanish government to invest $1 billion in building sound stages across Spain. And they wanted to understand the economic impact of regional film production. And what was fun and interesting is that was pre-internet. So I had to do all my interviews over the phone and sometimes even correspondence and then sometimes in person. And I really fell in love with the business side of show business. And that project went on for almost a year and a half, doing extensive research and talking to the different stakeholders that produce film, both on a local and a regional level. And then when I finished up school, as you mentioned, I ended up very fortunate to get involved in a middle market merger and acquisition, working with both Citigroup and McGladrey for most of my career. And when starting out, they said, oh, you've got a background in doing this. We'll have you work on some of our entertainment deals. And those deals were really, again, they're privately held companies, probably focusing under $500 million in revenue. And really the cool part about it was talking to the owners and talking to the business people, the entrepreneurs that started those businesses. And I was fortunate enough to branch off well beyond entertainment to other sectors and industries. But the one thing that always stuck with me were the stories that were told about starting businesses, building businesses, overcoming adversity, you know, how to position yourself in an ever-changing marketplace. Those were the things that really, as life lessons, I took with me and continue to harvest years and years later. So from the office at Citigroup, Todd Cordero, who's the co-founder with me, I'd known him from other projects outside of investment banking. And we decided that Newport, there could be no more beautiful setting or backdrop for a global film festival than Newport Beach. Some people have the comment that it's like Cannes without the French.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I was very passionate about this. We were very fortunate to have some very prominent stakeholders. First and foremost, obviously, is the city of Newport Beach, understanding the economic benefit of being able to fill hotels and restaurants and retail throughout Newport Beach through an event such as the festival. And then even on a local level, we were talking earlier, John Saunders, who is very big in the real estate scene here. I've known John for 30 years, and he was one of the first people to step up and say, look, I believe in what you're doing, and I'm going to give you a place rent-free for a year, and then I'll give you a deal every year after that. And we've been with John for 26 years. I really look at the local connection in people stepping up who care about culture, care about the arts. And on the fun side, I want to go out and see great movies and have a fun evening.
Yeah, and now and throw parties to promote it and meet all kinds of cool people. It's a good mixture of business and pleasure. Yeah. But I'm certain that you would agree that the business of filmmaking is certainly a business. And so the people that are involved with it are entrepreneurs, but it is the business of entertaining folks, and it's a business at the end of the day. But if you go back to when you founded the film festival, 1999, this year will be the 26th year, correct, of the film festival. That was also at the beginning stages of some of these other film festivals that have also grown over the same sort of time period, whether that's Sundance or whether it's Toronto or some of these other ones. It was the beginning stages of really exposing the entertainment industry beyond Hollywood, wasn't it?
Most certainly. I think you look at both of those have been around for a little bit longer, but they're in their sort of nascent stages where it was the festival experience was a unique and niche one, where when Newport started, I think the biggest challenge we had when looking at all these things were just letting people know that, as it is today, you don't have to be in the industry to come out to the Newport Beach Film Festival. It is for the community. And those other festivals, Toronto especially, is very much an industry festival, though it has a strong public-facing side of it. And Sundance is great, and I'm hoping when it moves to Colorado, it'll be more accessible. But it's extremely expensive, and it's challenging to get tickets, and expensive to find a place to stay in Park City. And if you look at all these things, Toronto gets tremendous funding from both the provincial and national government. And I'm not Robert Redford. The strategic advantages that Newport had with me and with our team were limited, but we were very passionate and extremely focused on our community and building up those unique aspects of what makes Newport Beach special.
And when you talk about the early days and how it's grown over a period of time, it is a focus on a combination today, certainly, of a variety of different types of films and genres, whether it's independent films or short films or foreign films or all different things. It's not just the mainstream types of movies. And you really are pulling people from a wide geographical area. People now come today internationally to come to the festival and experience it and watch the movies and meet some of the folks.
Most certainly. We have a large delegation coming out from Ireland, about 20 people. We've got a delegation coming from South Korea. We've got groups coming from Italy, Germany, France, a delegation in from Mexico. Again, from all over the world coming here to Newport Beach, and then from all over the country. I think that's the part that gets most exciting to me. Are you got filmmakers from Kansas that have never left Kansas and truly not in Kansas anymore. And they really have an amazing time here in Newport Beach. And the other side of that is, though it is for the community, it is for the public, and you get to meet 90% of the time the people either on screen or behind the camera at their screenings. So that's one of the cool parts about the festival. But the other aspect of it from an industry side is every year I hear, oh, I met my director of photography for my next project, or I met my screenwriter for my next project, or my producer for my next project at the Newport Beach Film Festival. And that's tremendously exciting to hear that not only people get to see the most latest work, but their next project was precipitated by that opportunity to meet and mingle and connect here in Newport Beach.
Yeah, the networking aspect of it, and it's more of a laid-back environment and an opportunity to meet people, it much more so than maybe a Sundance or just your normal course of trying to make connections. It really puts a bunch of different people in a bunch of different roles in the same place at the same time.
Very much.
So let's talk about the film festival today, because it's coming up. Sure. The film festival, for those out there that aren't aware, it's October 16th to the 23rd in Newport Beach. I guess, Greg, talk about where the movies and the different events are taking place, because they really are all over town.
Sure. We've become the largest celebration in coastal Southern California, larger than anything in San Diego, Orange County, or even LA County, which is quite tremendous on that front. We'll screen 115 features and about 270 shorts, our short films. We use the same standard as the Academy. Anything under 40 minutes is a short, anything over 40 minutes is a feature. And so we have a very large array of both feature and short films that are going to be screening across Newport Beach and the surrounding community. We utilize the big Newport Theater right across from Newport Center in Fashion Island. We use The Lot in the center of Fashion Island. We use Triangle Square and the Starlight Cinemas in the Triangle over in Costa Mesa. And we utilize and work with the beautiful Lido Theater right there on Lido Island. And So with all of those, we use approximately 14 screens. We run for 8 days. And again, it's completely open to the public, open to our community. People can get tickets at our website at NewportBeachFilmFest.com. And we're opening with Ethan Hawke's new film, Blue Moon, about the story of Rodgers and Hart, the songwriting team. Another announcement we can make now, because it's coming out, I think, today, is we're actually bringing back the tradition of opening with also a short film. And we have the international premiere of a short film on opening night. It premiered at Edinburgh, and the director, it's her directorial debut, and she's going to be coming. We're very excited for this. And the director is Renee Zellweger.
Oh, interesting.
So we're super excited to have Renee out and to present her first directed film, which is a short. And we're very pleased with that. And then the post party on opening night is in the center of Fashion Island. It is a tremendous event for Newport. It's one of those rare events in Newport Center starting after 9 o'clock at night. And we bring in 30 of the top restaurants doing signature tastings, live entertainment, DJ, hosted bar by Tito's Handcrafted Vodka, and a whole host of other exciting things that go on. I've had filmmakers from around the world going, oh my gosh, your opening night, if I ever had to film an opening night of a film festival for a movie, I'd come back to Newport because this is what everyone thinks the opening of a film festival should be.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. And so is that event open to the public, or is that only for the people?
No, it's open to the public, as is our closing night, as is every film at the festival. Our closing night is the new Totoro's
Frankenstein.
And as with many things in the industry, we had to move an opportunity around to accommodate. But on the opening day of the festival, the 16th, we'll be doing a special conversation with the star of Frankenstein, Jacob Elordi. And I can tell you there are many on my staff that are tremendously excited to have him come and to spend some time here in Newport. Again, that's all on our website at NewportBeachFilmFest.com. And you can buy tickets to see Jacob Elordi. You can come to our opening night and see Ethan Hawke's new film and Renee Zellweger's directorial debut with her short film. Also, the party is open to the public. And then we've got, again, come Friday, the 17th of October, we've got screens going across town. And all of those are screening some amazing films. We've got the new Knives Out film months before it's going to appear in theaters, Wake Up Dead Man. And Ryan Johnson will also be coming. He's the producer, director, and creator of that series, along with a number of other great films, TV. And again, that's the cool part about the Newport Beach Film Festival is we take the passive experience of going to the movies and make it active, whether it's Q&As and our Q&As and social events and mixers and opportunities. We have been called the best date night in Orange County.
Yeah, for sure. And for those people that aren't familiar with it or haven't gone to this type of festival or this type of format before, in most instances, if not maybe all of them, Greg, you can speak to it, the director or somebody from the film will come on afterward or at the end of the evening and then talk about, and you have Q&A, talk about their ideas and their inspirations and what the hidden meanings might be in terms of the movie.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's one of the things that I found even before starting Newport's, when I went out to film festivals, that was the fun part. That was the thing that made it intriguing is I get to hear directly from the people that participated in the collaborative art of making a movie.
And with the short films, because you have a variety of different short films in terms of length and genres, topics, you've in some instances lumped those together where somebody who would be going for the evening would get a chance to see as many as 5 or 6 films in a night.
Almost certainly. And that's the hats off and credit to the programming team on the short side. I've been to other festivals where if one film begins with A and another film begins with A, they're in the A category. Whereas at Newport, the shorts team takes so much time and so much pride on first reviewing the films, which is a Herculean task. We're getting 3,000 films for a very small amount of slots. And then they go through the process of curating those programmatically, as you pointed out. So there might be shorts on love or shorts on dance or, again, different themes that are going to run through most of those short films that are screening in that particular program. So it is a fine art that the programming team brings to bear and really elevates the experience of going to a short film program. And they really take the time to find the very, very best and then put those together in a program that is going to be thematically very enriching and rewarding for the audience. And the filmmakers really appreciate that, in that they realize that Newport Beach really takes that time to look at every film and make sure that it's going to fit not only with that program, but with the audience that we have here in Southern California.
And if we talk about just numbers for the folks out there, in terms of expected attendance to the festival on an annual basis, what are you looking at in terms of people coming to Newport Beach and going to the festival?
Sure. I'm happy to announce we and others have almost sold out the Vivea Hotel, who's our host hotel. So that I'm very proud and very excited for that. A little challenging on some notes because I got some filmmakers that still want to get into town. But we'll have about between 48,000 and 50,000 people to participate in some aspect of the festival. And then we'll screen, as I said, about 110, 120 features and close to 270, 280 shorts, which is just gigantic. Again, there's nothing that comes close in San Diego, Orange County, or LA County on any of those metrics. And it's a testament to an amazing team we have at the festival, and I think also to our community, who really wants a quality experience. People tell me, oh, I don't like anything in theaters now. I mean, we solved that problem for you for 8 days in October, and that there's truly something for everyone. If you look at if you like docs or documentary filmmaking, we've got 50 amazing feature-length docs and a whole series of short docs. Some of your listeners might be interested, we've got an incredible art, architecture, and design series, which brings out not only art, but also noted designers and architects and the stories behind their career or behind different movements they may have founded. So there's really unique things that speak to our community. We were talking earlier, we've got two great films about sailing. One is called The Raftsman, and that's a documentary, Australian doc, about this team of guys in the 70s that sailed from South America on rafts that were handmade rafts that were then sailed over to Australia to prove that you could move between continents at that time or in the past. And then we also have The Unsinkable Entrepreneur, which is an incredible story about a solo attempt to circumnavigate the globe during a major race. And that's with part of our Irish showcase. And that's the other aspect of it, is that we have so many amazing international titles. And as I said, we've got a huge delegation and an incredible lineup from Ireland. We've got our Korean film, No Other Choice, is the submission for the Oscars. And the noted director is going to be coming out for that film. We've got...
I don't want to interrupt you, but as long as we're giving plugs, I figured I'd jump in. Because I got to do it. My son is a film student at USC and directed and created a film last year for one of his classes and submitted it and was lucky enough to be able to get chosen to be shown. And so his movie, I'm going to give a plug, it's as a proud father, my son Ryan is the director and he'll be speaking, and his movie's showing on October 20th. At 8 p.m. at the lot, and the movie is Followed, and it's super, and I'm super proud and excited, and it's going to be shown with a group of other short films that you have lumped together. And so I'm excited hearing about all the different things, and then it's even more exciting that if you see it at the festival and then some of these come out in the theaters or get notoriety later on, you're like, I knew that before it happened.
Oh, yeah, we have a very large contingent of Guild and Academy members here, so we get a lot of what is called FYC campaigns for your consideration. So I'd say a large cadre of our films will be coming out during the fall in competition for Golden Globes, Oscars, other major awards and recognition. So definitely you can see those films first here at the Newport Beach Film Festival. And again, congratulations to your son, hyper competitive. And we were talking and I said, I had no idea that your son's film was in the festival. And that's a true accomplishment, and he should be very proud of that. And it's a competitive race within the especially shorts. And the other thing is, you mentioned he goes to USC, and we're working with a lot of the alumni organizations, whether it's USC or UCLA and other schools. Loyola is coming out and bringing a large number of their alums and big donors to their event. Cal State Fullerton has a great program as well. So we really want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to come out to the Newport Beach Film Festival. Take a look at our lineup again. It's newportbeachfilmfest.com. And again, we are open to the public. This is a community event. And very proud of our 26 years and looking for many more. And we hope that people really enjoy this year's festival.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, too. So in terms of involvement and support and participation from the city side of it, we've had other city officials on the show. And I know they're big proponents of pro-business and bringing people to Newport Beach and exposing it to people that haven't had the chance to experience it before. And those people that are from other parts of Southern California. California certainly know it's a great place to come. It's a combination of an entertainment event, but then also you get to experience the city and the beaches and everything else that Newport Beach has to offer.
Certainly, it shines a wonderful spotlight on our community. And it does. It fills our hotels, it fills our restaurants, it fills our retail. And it's an economic driver. And it's something that lasts throughout the year. And the other thing I wanted to add is that we brought online in June this year our TV Fest. And I encourage people to take a look at the recap of that. That was amazing. And that's going to continue our franchise in our slow time in that summertime. And that was tremendous. And the response to that was off the charts. So we're definitely going to continue building on that. So you're going to have the Newport Beach Film Festival in the fall. And in the early summer, you'll have the Newport Beach TV Fest. And so we're going to continue to shine that spotlight, bring people here to Newport, and share with the world the beautiful place that we live and work.
And the TV Fest will be a similar format to the film festival, right, in terms of multiple viewings and events and parties and social gatherings?
It's a little more intimate, a little bit smaller. We're probably going to keep it as it's held all of the Lido Theater this year, and we'll probably do that again in 2026. But there will be more events and activities and possibly some other panels and some things like we'll be adding in for our second year.
Great. And so, look, for the folks that are an easy drive or an easy plane flight, we welcome you to Newport Beach. It's still sunny out, the water's still quasi-warm, and all kinds of great movies and opportunities to meet folks and experience the city. Greg, if you want to give the website just one more time, I think that'd
be
helpful.
It's Newport Beach Film Fest. That's NewportBeachFilmFest.com. Tickets are on sale. Most things are still available. We've had a few sellouts already, but we really encourage people to purchase ahead of time and bring a friend. And again, as I said, it's the best date night in Orange County.
Yeah. And if you're going to make dinner reservations, I would do it early. Stuff will be
sold out. I would as well, yes.
Yeah. And then the post party, I heard Paul is hosting at his house.
He's going to. Yes, that's the after party.
That's the very late party. It's actually breakfast the next day, is what he was saying.
Irish.
Yes. Only for the Irish. Super. Look, I'm excited for it for many reasons, both personally and just for you and for the city and for the experience. And I'm glad to see that the event has continued to grow over the years. And I wish you and the event and your staff and your family much continued success. And we appreciate you coming on the show and talking about it. And we hope it will bring some more people out to experience it.
I hope so as well. Thank you, Barry. You take care and congratulations with your son's film.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And so for the folks out there, again, I am Barry Saywitz, president of the Saywitz Company. And we thought we'd bring you a different light than hardcore real estate today. We hope you learned something and took something away from it. We will be back here next week talking more real estate, digging in, and whatever answers to questions that we have that we don't know, we'll just be making up as we go along. But once again, for everybody here, I want to thank everybody at OC Talk Radio for making the show happen. We'll see you back here next week on Let's Talk Real Estate.
There you have it. You've been listening to Let's Talk Real Estate, your weekly BS with Barry Saywitz about the current state of the real commercial real estate market right here in Southern California. On Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studio here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.